Prime Minister Mia Motley has been seeking to forge closer links with Africa. The question is why? This is what she had to say at the 9th African, Caribbean and Pacific Summit in Kenya.
If I told those of you who were interested in banking and finance that we have a serious problem in the region with correspondent banking and de-risking, and the fact that ordinary members of our society are finding it difficult to even just open a bank account, then what has happened here in Kenya with the Equity Bank may well now be a model to happen in CARICOM, because you have been able to use the virtue of trust to broaden the base of participation and access to finance in this country in a way that the Caribbean community is crying out for, rather than being hostage to a few international banks that are not responding to our domestic needs and development challenges, but are responding to one-size-fits-all prescriptions that are being imposed upon it from the North Atlantic countries. If I told you that the Prime Minister of Jamaica and myself were looking for investment in tourism and for people to be able to participate in the ownership of hotels, even if you don't have the brands, then you may more willingly look at opportunities in the Caribbean community than you have hitherto done. If I tell you that we have an international business platform that acts as a hub for you to be able to engage in and with the rest of the world, and that it is anchored by double taxation agreements and bilateral investment treaties that protect your investment, you may wonder, why haven't you been before? So that these things are critical if we are going to move the pace and depth of business opportunities within the South among Africa, Caribbean and Pacific countries. Regrettably, we have made this a government project only. And I say so conscious that this is not for me about government or the private sector, because I am a strong and firm believer that the state has to be an entrepreneur in our part of the world, because unless the state opens up certain activities where the private sector is extremely risk averse, it will not happen. And unless the state takes on risk, particularly in research and development, it will not happen.
Prime Minister Motley is urging people from Africa and the Caribbean to invest in each other's countries.
We need, therefore, to see a level of transatlantic investment and trans-Pacific investment within the ACP to help us move from fossil fuel-free economies to one where we have greater control and to allow for renewable energy, as well as conversion of our transport sector. What is our reality? That we are being told that if we want to move to electric cars, we have to wait in the line because the car manufacturers are going to satisfy the needs in Europe first and North America before they start to look at us. So where are the opportunities within Africa for the establishment of manufacturing plants that are looking to create and build the electric or hybrid cars that are needed to power the South? And who and why are we not working in a cooperative manner, leveraging both capital, human and financial, from all three regions in order to build up whatever industries we are building, whether here, there, or in the Pacific? And I say so, for example, with tourism and the creative economy. The Caribbean has a mature relationship in managing tourism product. Why aren't Jamaican and Barbadian chains establishing in Africa in tourism? Why are we not equally having the African agricultural diversification that Kenya has seen? Why is Kenya and other countries not leading with respect to that in the Caribbean, particularly in a country like Suriname and Guyana that have huge, and Belize, that have huge agricultural potential? And in the case of Suriname, is one of the top five freshwater sources in the entire world. So my friends, the opportunities are great, but we don't know each other. We know about each other. And the only people who can change that is ourselves.
Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Did you know that Sagicor Travel Insurance allows you to receive emergency medical treatment if you become ill while overseas? Enjoy the benefit of complete protection from unforeseen risks worldwide. Contact your Sagicor financial advisor to learn more. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.